Let's talk with Moberly dentist Michael Berry. We are going to review the Missouri Mission of Mercy event, a free dental event that was staged Friday and Saturday at Pershing Arena on the Truman State University campus. Dr. Berry, we saw the lines out the doors. What was it like? What's your take from the weekend?
Well, it is an exhausting weekend, but we helped between 1,200 and 1,300 people would get their dental care where they wouldn't have normally gotten it. The line Friday morning was probably 500 deep. I worked in triage, so we saw all those people. And some of the people were able to come back through the line two or three times and get all their care taken care of.
Well, what were some of the comments you heard from the families?
Everybody was very appreciative. They have a wall that they post at the end of their visit. They write comments, and then they post those on a wall. There were probably 1,000 comments on that wall, and I never heard one person be disgruntled at all.
Dr. Michael Berry is my guest. When we think triage, we think military, but that's kind of what the setup was. Mike, just kind of give us the feel for how you processed all of these people.
Well, the people came in into a tent this time, and they went through medical registration. They went to registration and then medical triage, where they took their blood pressure, took their vitals, and reviewed their medical history. And then they came to us in dental triage, where we picked out priority areas and did a preliminary diagnosis. From there, we sent them to X-ray, and they would get X-rays and a final diagnosis. And then they went to a little section called routing, where they would get their stickers that tell them which department to go to. And then from routing, there's a patient waiting area. And then as doctors were available, they would bring them to them. And no patient goes anywhere inside the clinic unescorted. So we had all these volunteers that just did nothing but escort patients from one department to the next. And we had, I know for a fact they did 984 cleanings in those 2 days. I can't remember the number of fillings and extractions, but there was a hygiene department, there was a restorative department, and then there was a surgery department where I think almost 2,000 teeth were pulled.
That's amazing. Any feel for where they came from and how far away people may have come to this clinic?
I know we had a couple patients that came as far away as Kansas City and a couple from Springfield, and we had a huge Amish population come through there from up in Iowa and up by La Plata and Clark even. So we helped. I mean, it's chilling to really think about how many people we were able to help in 2 days.
I heard that some may have camped out the night before. Did you get the feel for that?
There were a few tents out there.
And what about the dentist? Where did some of your colleagues come from?
They came from all over the state. We had the farthest friend of mine that came was from Joplin, and he had come up the day before, and I was up there the day before, and to help set up. And we actually triaged about 60 patients the day before, so the doctors on the floor wouldn't have to wait as patients processed through there. So, you know, it was actually about a 2.5-day process, but the doctors came from all over the state. We even had this is the most oral surgeons that we've actually had in clinic ever. We had 4 on Saturday. So even patients that needed their wisdom teeth were able to be treated that day.
We're reviewing the Missouri Mission of Mercy event at Truman State University Pershing Arena with Dr. Michael Berry. So overall, did you feel like this event was well organized and a good showing for North Missouri?
I really think so. I was on the steering committee, and we planned this thing for about 10 months, and it really felt good. Got a lot of comments from the doctors that this is one of the best run MOMOMs that we've had. But, you know, there again, every year you get to build on the success from the year before, so every year should get better. And next year's event's going to be in St. Joseph, and nobody knows the date yet, but the chair people from St. Joe were there to take their notes and to start their planning process for next year. So this should live on.
Sounds great. Dr. Berry, thanks for coming on and giving us a report.
No problem.
Dr. Michael Berry joining us to review the Missouri Mission for Mercy event at Pershing Arena over the weekend.